In today's episode of Crypto Over Coffee, we're talking about the crypto bull market. More specifically, we're talking about where we are in this bull market cycle, whether we're at the very beginning of a bull market or are we at the very top and are we on our way back down into a continued bear market. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about some of the reasons why I think what I think. I'll give you my perspectives on where we are in this market cycle and a little bit of insight into how I'm playing things despite the retraction in prices across altcoins and Bitcoin lately. So before we get started, please do hit the subscribe button and follow me on your podcast platform of choice. And let's go ahead and dive into the video. So the biggest question people have right now, as Bitcoin is sitting in the low $60,000 range, ranging up to the mid $60,000 range, and it's touched right below 60K already. What we're trying to figure out is where we are in the cycle. People are a little bit concerned, and I understand why, that maybe this was kind of a sucker's rally. Maybe this was just a market pump, and we're not really in a bull market yet after all. Now, if you watched my bull run video, my crypto bull run analysis video a few weeks back, you would have heard my reasons why this particular bull run is different than previous years, because we have a lot of different conditions right now in the markets, not only macroeconomic conditions, but also the crypto markets are very different than they were 4 years ago or 3 years ago. And then even beyond that, back in 2017, you know, 6-7 years ago, things are very different than they were back then as well. Now, being where we are in the market, we have one big thing that I think changes how we perceive where we are in the bull run. And it kind of invalidates previous data about bull markets and bear markets and the cycles of the markets therein. And that's that we've reached a Bitcoin all-time high prior to the Bitcoin halving, which is coming up really hot. By the time you watch this video, it will probably be days away from the Bitcoin halving, if not the halving happening shortly after this video actually launches. And this is something that doesn't happen, right? In previous cycles, you have up and down price action. You probably have Bitcoin rising and crypto rising and then falling. You have a few narratives that start to get hot, but it's not a full-on bull run. You don't have that FOMO and fervor and market cap influx and growth like we have had in recent times until after the halving. The justification for that, people would often say, is that after the Bitcoin halving, you have sort of that pre-halving price dump, and then you start to have the new scarcity effect of Bitcoin start to kick in, and that's what drives the 2017 bull run. And that's what drove the 2021 post-2020 cycle. And that may be true, but here we had institutional products or ETF products that have allowed for the influx of new capital into Bitcoin, driving Bitcoin to an all-time high. And here I am thinking to myself, what's going on with this altcoin runs with regard to real-world asset tokenization, meme coins, AI coins, some select gaming coins? Why are we seeing bull market signals prior to when we think a bull market should actually be happening? Or are we seeing a bull market that's happening in a much more compressed time frame with a lot less aggression in terms of positive price action, and we're just going to have these little mini bull runs from now on? Are things just different than they were before? I'm kind of in the school of thought that we are just earlier in this bull run than we thought we are. And I think there are a lot of people who are trying to say now, with the benefit of post facto analysis, prices are starting to go down, that, oh, well, that was it. That was the bull run. We're later in the stage than we thought. I don't really agree with that. And there are a variety of reasons why. Number one, the halving hasn't happened yet. And I'm not saying that this time around we can depend on a 2 or 3x in Bitcoin price and then an insane altcoin season to follow, because to be honest, we are in uncharted territory with regard to the Bitcoin halving. What we have had, though, is an inflow of, seemingly based on the statements that have been made by some of the executives in the space and in the traditional finance world who run these ETF products, they're basically saying the majority of inflows are from retail investors so far, which is a little different than what we had that we had thought or that we had assumed, which was that most of the Bitcoin inflows were actually from institutional investors. That's very interesting. So you have a lot of people that were saying, maybe the Bitcoin detractors, that, oh, hey, listen, the Wall Street folks, the institutions, they got their profits. Now they're dumping on your heads, the retail heads. Now, that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense if you actually listen to what's been said on TV recently, which is that the majority of inflows have been from retail. So the reaction to the market conditions right now actually look a lot like what retail would do. It's panic selling. It's overreacting to somewhat negative news. It's trying to front run when there's really not much to front run. And that's what I think we've had recently with altcoins, is I think you have a lot of people who are trying to front run a renewed bull market. They see things starting to happen. They see Bitcoin. These are probably passengers from last cycle who got in late, who bought the top, or who bought close to the top, and they've ridden out the bear market. They've been in place. They've tried to find the right coins to buy, and they've bought all the way up in this little mini altcoin run, particularly with the meme coin craze. Now, I want to thank the sponsor of today's episode of Crypto Over Coffee, iTrust Capital, which is my go-to place for cryptocurrency individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. Now, I have a personal IRA with iTrust Capital, and I trade in that account tax-free on a day-to-day basis, being able to take advantage of the daily moves of cryptocurrency. And depending on your specific tax situation and the type of IRA that you choose, you may be able to defer or make capital gains tax-free when you take distributions from the account. Please check out iTrust Capital using the link below, and make sure you consult a tax or accounting professional so that you can get the best advice for what fits your situation the best. Especially with the meme coin craze, tells me that this is actually a reasonable and plausible theory, is that this has been driven by largely people that have been in the market that are bringing in capital now to capitalize on what they think is the very beginning stages of a bull market. And the problem is now people that overextended into this sort of mini isolated run up, and it's kind of like something that happened in history, and I'll talk about that in just a second. This little run-up for meme coins and AI coins and real-world asset tokenization coins, etc., was sort of a mini bull run in and of itself, which is driven by speculation, people trying to be early. And then as soon as the floor started coming out a little bit, Bitcoin price starts to retrace given macroeconomic news with regard to hot inflation and the less and less likelihood of rate cuts this year, which a lot of people have been gambling heavily on. The Ether ETF unlikely to be approved. People talking about a Bitcoin halving dump. A lot of these things start to scare people in the market, and then they start to sell. Big positions, like whales in big positions, start to sell. And that has a cascading effect, because one of the behaviors you often see is panic selling. And the other one is, in this altcoin market, liquidity has been paper thin, despite what people will say, right? Despite what people will say, for the most part, in large part, if you look at meme coins, if you look at AI coins, etc., a few big sells are going to crush the price. And you saw this actually multiple times over the last, a little bit under a week. People with not that large of a position selling out of the market and crushing the price of an altcoin, sending it just barreling down to the point where a lot of people think these projects are performing a rug pull because of the effect that it has on price and on-chain markets, indexes. And the same thing goes for buys, right? This is how often you see people manipulate the market. You see, and it's not necessarily one group or the other, but you often see this strategy being employed. Relatively low liquidity, you get a few people deploying a decently sized buy, which looks like sort of organic price growth, and then that triggers people to flow in organically to drive the price even higher because they're looking for returns. And then that's what happens. You better hope that project is not nefarious and they don't pull the rug when all those people enter in, because either your exit liquidity or you're in early. There's very little in between. I digress on that point. But what I'm trying to get across here is that we've seen a sort of mini bull market prior to a real bull market, in my humble opinion. And I talked about my first reason why I believe that, and that was that we are pre-halving. And I believe that after the halving, we will see the supply shock involved in the Bitcoin space because there will be less Bitcoin available. There is still demand through these ETF products because marketing really has barely begun. I don't think we have large-scale deployment in retirement funds, even in small 1% chunks of just American retirement funds. I don't think we have very much uptake in terms of institutions yet. I don't think we have a ton of uptake in terms of high net worth investors. And I definitely think we're going to see more nation states following that El Salvador model, whether it's worked out perfectly or not. I have my trepidations, my concerns, my qualms with how that whole thing has gone down. But you will see probably more nation states purchasing some degree of reasonable quantity of Bitcoin. I believe all of those things are true and will come to fruition, which means, assuming there's not large-scale selling like there has been recently with Grayscale dumping Bitcoins on market, you have the U.S. government, starting to show intent to sell some of the confiscated Bitcoin that they have on hand. Eventually, those sellers will not have much Bitcoin left to sell. And then you're going to be reliant on people who have been holding supply dormant in self-custody for years and years and years and are not likely to want to get rid of their coins. It's the hodlers, the hodlers, whatever you want to call them. It's people like you and me who have Bitcoin in cold storage and have no intent to touch it or sell it. That is how a supply shock is going to come to be. And so there's not going to be enough Bitcoin to supply the demand just through these ETF products, very likely, not just in the US, but in other places. The US is not the center and only place in the universe that matters. There are tons of other markets where Bitcoin is in demand, and there's only 17 some odd million of them to go around in totality because there's a lot of Bitcoin that's lost. And even that is being very, very, very generous with how many Bitcoin are likely to actually exist and that are accessible because people have probably lost more Bitcoin than that. What does this mean? This means to me that because we haven't seen that type of price action on Bitcoin, despite the fact we saw a new all-time high before the halving, largely driven by speculation about the ETFs, I might add, and adjusted for inflation, we actually haven't reached a new all-time high in terms of true purchasing power value. Let's be real also. We are adjusting for inflation. So I would argue while we have reached a new all-time high in dollar value and in other fiat currency values, we have not reached an all-time high in terms of purchasing power for Bitcoin. And that's how we really should be measuring it if we're trying to be real about it. No one's probably going to do that, but I'm just speaking the truth. So where that leaves us is Bitcoin actually does make this resurgence post-halving, and it could be a couple of months of chop throughout the summer even, where Bitcoin is ranging. We have a big couple nasty drops. We have returns. It looks like everything's good. And then we're just chopping sideways for a while. And then suddenly we start to see that price growth again. And that is what's going to drive retail back into the game. Prior to that, likely it's going to be the marketing machine for ETFs, bringing people on board slowly but surely, absorbing the selling that's happening from some of these bigger players that will eventually run out of Bitcoin to sell, like I mentioned. And that is when you will start to see a true bull market pattern forming. Towards the latter half of 2024 is probably the more likely scenario in terms of the full bull run mode that we're talking about, but it could even be into 2025. Now, it just shows you that the data that we had 2.5 months ago versus data that we have now tells a very different story. And so we may be sitting here across from each other in another 2 months or in another month, and we have an invalidation of some of the speculation that I'm giving you right now. And that's just how it goes. That's part of the game. And so I'm giving you the perspective that I have in terms of how you can plan for what might happen going forward. And this time that we're in right now does echo a period in 2019 that comes to mind. This is prior to the COVID crash. This is prior to the 2021 bull market and NFT explosion that we saw. This is prior to all that. People thought we are back in after 2018, which is a really tough year for those of us who were in crypto and who stuck with it and were still around. It was Deadsville in crypto. It was really just not fun. But 2019, we saw that DeFi summer. We saw this explosion of activity all of a sudden. And people were like, wait, this isn't the 4-year cycle. Is this an early bull run? This is crazy. You know, we came up with excuses for why it had to be a bull run back then too. You know, we said, listen, DeFi is the greatest thing since sliced bread. This is going to bring in institutions. They're going to be on this. This is going to bring in, we're going to see banks adopting DeFi. We had all of these reasons why this was going to be a sustained bull run. And it wasn't. It was a sort of flash in the pan, an exciting set of narratives, a big amount of price growth. And then later we had just chop sideways. We had the COVID crash, which was rock bottom for a lot of people. It just absolutely destroyed people, especially people who were levered up in the markets. And then after that, you know what happened. Basically from there, it was slow grind up until it was parabolic growth in 2021. The difference is in 2021, obviously, we had extremely low interest rates. We had a global event that was keeping people basically at home, glued to their computers, trying to find ways to make money because lots of people were losing their jobs, barely working, etc. And we had stimulus money being pumped into the market. So we're in a very different place now than we were in 2020, 2021, early parts of 2022. That's not actually all bad thing, because we have some nice things now that we didn't have back then. We have highly touted and regulated financial institutions now in this market, giving access to cryptocurrency products and assets that most people maybe didn't have access to before or didn't know how to get access to, and their marketing machine to push these things. We also have, in many ways, a much more mature space in terms of the technology. It's getting easier to use the technologies in crypto. You're still seeing hacks, you're still seeing exploits, yes, for sure. But compared to 2017, way different. Better than 2021? Absolutely. So we're moving in the right direction in terms of adoption. I've talked about the Coinbase and Base narratives. So Ethereum layer twos and the fact that you can onboard a user straight through Coinbase, a mobile application that basically anyone can use, making it super easy to get access to not just buying crypto in an app, but participating in DeFi, participating in crypto gaming, participating in all these different things that lots of people probably wouldn't have done in 2021 because they just didn't know how. Now, there are some things that are stacked against us, though, because you have a lot of people in 2021 and 2022 who got burned really badly in retail. You turned a large amount of the media to a anti-crypto machine, talking about how crypto is only for criminals, it's rife with scams, and it's not safe for the average person to participate in. It's a casino, etc. Yet then you see DraftKings and Bet365 and all these gambling things advertised on every sporting event that you watch on TV. That's neither here nor there, but you get the juxtaposition that I'm trying to make. If gambling is bad, then gambling is bad. In reality, a lot of these people are not going to come back. And a lot of these people probably converted their family members and their friends into people that are not interested in crypto because they don't want to get hurt. They don't want to lose their money. They don't want to be involved in the next Celsius. They don't want to be involved in the next Voyager. They don't want to buy the top of an altcoin and watch their asset stack drop by 98% basically overnight. These are things that are emotionally impactful to people, and people trade with emotion. So if they're worried that, hey, my sister got really, really hurt in crypto, they're likely not going to touch it no matter how cool it looks, because hey, that's scary. That's dangerous. I know somebody who was impacted by that. So we're working against this. And in order for the cryptocurrency world to experience a bull market, the total pie, the total market cap needs to grow. And we saw that in the, you know, growth over $2 trillion market cap crypto-wide recently, as money was flowing in, people trying to front run what they thought was a massive bull market, thinking, what? This is happening before the halving? This is happening so quickly after the biggest crash that I can remember? Okay, I'm in. So we saw that market cap growth, but we've also now seen the effects of that, all of that greed, all of that money flowing in, chasing and speculating, because people have panicked and exited the market in pretty swift fashion as a result of some of the draining and selling that we've been seeing in the market lately. And so that's compounded. There's another thing that I want to point to, and that is the meme coin aspect of this. I think that tells you a lot about what was happening in the market recently. And that is, you have a lot of the same capital cycling around from meme coin to meme coin, trying to extract money from the participants that are in the market. So it's basically player versus player. It was people who could find the trends and jump on the trend and get out of the market and capitalize on their profits and basically take money from the latest buyers. That's what it's been lately. It hasn't been the bull market where you deploy some capital literally anywhere in the market, like it was in 2021. You could buy pretty much any altcoin and then it would go up. It's kind of how it was like in 2021. You buy pretty much any altcoin towards the beginning, middle stage of the bull run, and it would go up. Of course, you would get hit with a rug pull. You would get hit with the classic case where it's a scam and it just totally rugs. Yes. But by and large, back then, all the narratives were hopping. This time around, it wasn't like that. So it, to me, I was saying we're in the earlier stages of a bull run. And I still think we are there. I think we're here before the run up. Whereas I think some people think we are more like here at the very top already. And I don't think we're there. Bitcoin really hasn't broken a new all-time high in terms of spending power. We talked about that. The halving hasn't happened yet. You have ETFs for digital assets, including Bitcoin and Ether, now abroad, and likely we will eventually get one in the United States. We have marquee sort of final boss battle for crypto court cases going on in the United States with Uniswap and Coinbase. And I can tell you very clearly that if Coinbase and Uniswap prevail in those cases, and I'm not a lawyer and I don't have all the facts for these cases because only they will have those, but if those cases run in the favor of Coinbase and Uniswap, all gloves are off. I think that we see an insane inflow into crypto from people who are sidelined because they're worried about getting basically rug pulled by regulations. It will be a sort of floodgates open for innovation moment in the United States, which is a big market, and you will start to see also the effects of that in other places. I'd be curious what you think about that. I don't think this is going to happen in the next year and a half. I think these court cases are going to take years to resolve. So this may be something that's more 3-4 years down the line. Maybe it's sooner, depends on how these cases go. But if anyone's a lawyer in the chat, in the comments, let me know what you think about that. Do you think these cases get resolved? Who do you think has the best chance of winning? And what do you think happens as a result at the end? So what do I think happens next? What I think happens next is I think we have a slow grind sideways over the summer timeframe. Maybe not the whole summer. We'll have to see. But what I do think happens is I think we start to see a standard bull market pattern forming. This could be impacted, however, by macroeconomic conditions. I think we've seen how the market is reacting right now, where we sit right now, in large part to macroeconomic news. People have been betting really hard on inflation's dropping, soft landing, rate cuts, and stimulus back into the market. That's what people have been betting on. They're betting on quantitative tightening to be over and easing to start. They're thinking about liquidity being pumped into the market, and that's going to drive the crypto bull run. That's why people have gambled so hard recently. And I think that's why people are pulling back so hard right now, because they realize I can't be this overlevered right now because I actually don't know what's going to happen. And so therefore, if we start to see inflation continuing to run hot, rate cuts continuing to get pushed out beyond the horizon by the Federal Reserve in the US and by other economies in the West in general, then you will start to see maybe the timeline for a true bull run shifting as well. Now, we can't predict this because this is something that is outside of all of our control and outside of anyone's ability to actually know what will happen. So that means you need to position yourself for both scenarios. What happens if you've deployed capital and you're in the crypto market and you expect a bull run in 2024 and it doesn't show up? It happens in 2025. Can you survive and thrive and not worry about where food and rent's going to come from if that money is stuck in the market until the end of 2025? That's a decision that you have to make. Do you have enough resources set aside so that you can actually execute a strategy if you have buying opportunities? Over the last week, we've seen cryptocurrencies that have largely just gone up, 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 and up, retrace big time, some in the double-digit percents, like 50, 60%, even more. That is the time to, in many cases, enter those types of coins if it's part of your strategy. So where are you at in your planning for 2024 and 2025? No matter what happens, do we get a bull run eventually? My opinion, yes, we do. But the question is when. I think we're way earlier in this phase than people think we are, because we've reached a dollar value all-time high for Bitcoin and because we saw a little mini altcoin season. But I don't think we've reached the full crypto bull run. And I don't think anyone, including me, and anyone who talks to you on the internet can tell you exactly when that's going to happen. Because if they could, they wouldn't be on the internet. They'd be really wealthy and living on an island somewhere, and definitely not on crypto Twitter or making YouTube videos. So the truth is, no one knows exactly when things are going to happen. But the people who are the most well prepared and the people who have the tightest plan for whatever scenario plays out, whether it happens in 2024 or 2025, are going to be the ones who make and keep their profits. And I actually have a really good video about how to avoid mistakes that often prevent people from keeping their profits, because making profits in a bull run isn't necessarily easy, but it's easier than it is in any other market. Keeping them, however, is very difficult. So I will leave a link to that episode of Crypto Over Coffee in the description, wherever you consume your crypto over coffee. I want to thank you for sitting and listening to this discussion and listening to my stream of consciousness thoughts on where we are in the crypto market. And I'd be curious to hear your opinions. Do you think we are at the tail end of a mini bull run because things are just so different now? We're not going to have these huge blow off the top cycles. Or do you think we just haven't yet hit that true ramp up to a crypto bull run for 2024 or 2025? Let me know in the comments or tweet me at Hishoshi4, and hope you and your family have a wonderful rest of your weekend and week ahead. And until next time, cheers.